Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And when it comes to video games, the real-life celebrity cameo is not exactly a new thing. From Michael Jackson heading up Moonwalker on the SNES, to Peter Dinklage adding in absolutely none of his vocal charms to Destiny, a big name being attached to your video game is always going to draw eyes and hopefully cash from wallets. That being said though, sometimes things aren't as blatant as Guitar Hero teaming up with Metallica and are odd examples of real-life celebrities showing up seemingly out of nowhere in our favourite video games. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 secret video game celebrity cameos that made you say, what? Number 8, Fred Durst in Fight Club. I think it goes without saying, but Fight Club is a rather exceptional movie. It's at once a film for lovers of violence while also being a critique of that exact mentality, showing us the danger of overt masculinity and how destructive violence can be on a physical and emotional level. Which makes the fighting video game tie-in all the more strange, as this is quite literally glorifying the things that the film set out to chastise. Yet things get even more ridiculous when you realise that, alongside Abraham Lincoln, the one and only hardest man in the world in that cap, Fred Durst is an unlockable fighter. The sheer irony of a man who routinely stoked the fires of teenage frustration and anger showing up in a game based on a movie that shows how ridiculous this lifestyle is pretty much the peak of things. Plus, watching the supremely toned and acrobatic Durst move around like he's a martial arts master really does put the cherry on this WTF cake. The man looks as dangerous as a passive-aggressive post-it note in real life, but here? Well, boy howdy if this isn't Jax compensating for something. Number 7. Ariana Grande, Final Fantasy Brave Exvius. If there's one thing that you immediately think of when somebody brings up Final Fantasy in conversation, it's most likely going to be spiky-haired and even more emotionally spiky protagonists doing battle against mythical monsters and demons, right? It's probably not going to be pop stars Ariana Grande and Katy Perry, right? Well, thanks to some celebrity shenanigans, the two musical artists are now forever embedded into the franchise thanks to both showing up as events tied to Final Fantasy Brave Exvius. It's a truly bizarre moment to see the pair alongside the likes of Cloud, Squall, and Sephiroth, but such is the mad, mad world of celebrity culture. Out of the two of them, Ariana Grande was actually the more shocking because no one could have predicted the pop artist teaming up with Square Enix of all people. And to be honest, while it might not be the most immediate fit, the song released alongside to promote the event and the character of Dangerous Ariana was actually handled surprisingly well. And when you consider the pop leanings that Final Fantasy X2 took, maybe we should have all seen this coming all along. Number 6. Ricky Gervais, Grand Theft Auto 4. The Grand Theft Auto series is no stranger to celebrity cameos, with a monstrous amount of rap artists rocking up to provide vocals for San Andreas, Samuel L. Jackson heading up Officer Tenpenny, and even Phil Collins dropping in for a spot of tea and trouble within Vice City Stories. Still, as shocking as all of these moments were, they were at least promoted somewhat before launch and felt connected to the world around them. The same cannot be said for the Ricky Gervais cameo in GTA 4, as not only were the comics cutting jibes hidden within the game itself, but absolutely zero mention was made that he'd done any work for them at all. It's one of those double-take moments whenever you manage to catch one of his sets at the Split Sides Comedy Club, as you swear for a moment that it can't actually be him and is merely just a parody, but when he's introduced by name and is rendered like for like, you start reeling as to why such a cameo was hidden within Liberty City. There's a good chance that many players never even saw this stand-up set, thanks to the fact that the Comedy Club is never used in a mission and is never mentioned explicitly as an activity. Number 5. Conan O'Brien, Death Stranding. Now, to be honest, it would have been very easy to put every celebrity cameo in Death Stranding as the header for this entry, because each of them carries with it a stamp of Hideo Kojima, which, in case you've been living under a rock, is a stamp made of writhing tentacles, question marks, and brick dust made from the fourth wall that he's just broken. Still, no image will boggle my mind more than seeing the one and only Conan O'Brien standing before me in a bloody otter hat, talking to me about the end of the world and how building human connections are the only way that society will thrive again. I feel like that sentence alone just doesn't make sense, even though I'm literally looking at the evidence of its own existence. To say this cameo was a shocking one is like saying that Death Stranding somewhat suggests that Monster Energy Drink will weaponize your own piss, which is a bit of an understatement. It's a completely disarming moment, and one that you simply could not have seen coming even if you knew that Conan was going to be in this game somewhere. Number 4. Gary Busey, Hitman. When you're a world-class assassin, killing high-profile targets is pretty much par for the course. Tyrannical dictators, business moguls, fashion designers, millionaires, and of course, Gary Busey? Yes, that's right, while the world over lost their minds at being able to kill Sean Bean in Hitman 2 and help perpetuate the gimmick that he has of dying over and over in his projects, the one and only Gary Busey showed up as an elusive target in the rebooted Hitman in 2016. Now, if I'm being honest, this cameo wasn't so much of a secret as some of the others on this list, as fans did actually get a chance to vote on who they wanted to hunt down next. Still, when it comes to sheer what factor, things reach a peak when you remember that you're trying to track down and murder Gary Bloody Busey. Dubbed the wild card, everything about this contract is played for laughs. With Busey being shown to be on location to sell a product called Never Ashamed, which is a male hygiene product, and then listing a series of superpowers that Busey has claimed to have had, and then having a little addendum saying debunked next to them. It's a brilliant sorbet experience that fits perfectly alongside the more serious approach of some of the other Hitman levels. Number 3. Lemmy in Scarface, The World Is Yours. There are very few things in life that you can say with certainty, but one of them is most assuredly that Motorhead kicks ass. And dare I say that there are very few of us in this world who haven't given ourselves neck ache to the monstrous licks of Ace of Spades or Overkill. It's the brilliant combination of Hard As Your Dad riffs and grimy and downright raspy vocals from frontman Lemmy Kilmister that pushed the band to the upper echelons of metal. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed not to recognize the distinct growl of Lemmy in whatever he plied his hands to. Yet that's what makes it all the more shocking that the legend actually snuck himself into a video game so well that for many, it completely flew under the radar. In Scarface, The World Is Yours, a game that acts like a what-if Scarface survived at the end of the movie scenario, you've now placed yourself right at the bottom of the food chain again, having lost all of your wealth, guns, and hired goons. Therefore, you're gonna have to slum it for a bit, taking on small jobs and working with some pretty shady individuals. And it turns out that one of the merchants that you can buy guns from is none other than Lemmy himself, making for a truly odd moment where you almost double take saying, "Wait, what? Was that Lemmy?" Yes, it was, my friends, and yes, it was bloody cool. Number 2. Peter Serafinowicz, Dark Souls 2. Now, sometimes a celebrity cameo isn't something born out of a desire to make money, and instead, it's a scenario created out of either the devs or the celebrity in question just being huge fans of one another. Case in point, the curious tale of mild-mannered Pate, who appears in Dark Souls 2. Now, for those who might not be super familiar with his work, Peter Serafinowicz is something of a British comedy icon, having appeared in Shaun of the Dead, numerous comedy TV shows, and even appearing in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yet apparently, in between these appearances, Big Pete here was putting in the shifts on the original Dark Souls. The actor reportedly clocked up 1,800 hours in the original game and, in his own words, banged on and on about the title on his Twitter to anyone who would listen. This caught the ear of Namco Bandai, who eventually reached out and rewarded his massive fanboy antics with an offer, and that was to voice a character in the Western localization of Dark Souls 2. Thus, Pete became Pate and offered his truly silky vocals to this shady character. Yet the true what moment is that this wasn't the only vocal lines that Serafinowicz offered, as it turns out that you were actually playing as him kind of the entire time. By this I mean that the actor provided all of the male grunt effects for the custom character, meaning that when you were getting hit, you were secretly witnessing a cameo of this comedy giant. And number 1, Drew Carey, The Sims. Now, while the name might not hold as much weight as it did in the late 90s, especially seeing as his last movie appearance was on the absolute dead dog in a bag Jack and Jill film in 2011, Drew Carey is still a fondly remembered comic and TV host. Thanks to his incredible popularity, Drew was drawing in huge amounts of cash in the late 90s and early 2000s, reportedly getting $750,000 per episode of his self-titled comedy TV show. And as such, he loved to live the life, showing up at pretty much every celebrity gathering going. Yet, if you were playing the original Sims game, you wouldn't need to be a millionaire in order to draw Drew's attention, as if you had a party that went on for more than 2 in-game hours and held a high satisfaction rating, then there was a chance that Carey might actually show up for the shindig. It's an utterly bizarre moment to unlock a secret guest of this caliber.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And it's hilariously bizarre to see Carey schmooze with your guest into the early hours.